Canadian flags here this morning. And celebrate the nation's birthday. And so I'm going to speak to you about Canada today. And as you see, thank you for participating, all those that remember to wear your red and white. The only thing I had that had Canada on it was this hockey jersey, so that was the only one I could find. If it was a little bit smaller, I could have got down into Christopher's closet, because Christopher has everything Canadian, t-shirts, socks, pants, underwear, like coats, sweaters. So he's a very proud of his nation, and he has lots of those things. So I only got this one. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 6, and we want to talk about praying for Canada. That's something that's very important for us, and certainly I've been convicted in that area over this, especially this past few years, to be praying more for Canada. And I have been doing that, but I know I need to do even a better job to pray for a nation of Canada. So 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 6, and we'll make sure you're out in lots of time that you can make some of those events starting at 12. 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 6. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world just at the right time. Father, I thank you that we're living at just the right time to see an awakening touch our nation and touch our world like never before. And God, we desire that. We want that. We want to see that happen. And I pray that, Lord, as we look at this message here this morning, that you would just speak to our hearts, that, Lord, we might think differently about our nation, and that, Lord, we might pray for our nation, and, Lord, call back those things that, Lord, were part of the founding of this nation in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today is Canada's 151st birthday. It's a day that we celebrate becoming a nation. And we do live in a very great nation, still considered to be amongst the best to live in the entire world. We are blessed with a beautiful country from coast to coast, from east to west, from north to south. It is a beautiful, beautiful nation. The scenery of this nation is by far, to me, one of the most beautiful places in the world. When you have an opportunity to travel across the nation, you really do get to see how beautiful this nation really is. It is a country with many freedoms that we should rejoice in and appreciate. And as Canadians, we are blessed to live in this nation, and we have much to celebrate. Our nation is a nation that was founded on Christian principles. And we have a powerful heritage in this regard that needs to be upheld. And looking at our history, we see that Christianity was very important even in the forming of our nation. I like reading the story of as they met together in Charlottetown, as they met together and decided, what are we going to call this nation? And they chose the name the Dominion of Canada. And what is interesting about the decision of that name, it comes from the scripture, Psalm 72. And the story of how it came about is like this. And it starts on the morning they were making a decision, what would they call this nation? As the premiers were all gathered there, the premier of New Brunswick, Samuel Tilley, was spending time in prayer and praying to God, reading his Bible. And his devotional Bible that day happened to be Psalm 72. And as he was reading that, he found that verse 8 stood out to him. And this is what it says in verse 8. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea. And as he read that, as it just kind of jumped out of the pages, because that's what can happen as you read the Bible, sometimes words just jump out at you. And he said, This is what this nation needs to be called. And he brought that back that morning to the Convention of Confederation, and they chose that name, the Dominion of Canada, from a scripture, Psalm 72, verse 8. It's interesting, as you read some of that history, John A. Macdonald at that time, he informed Queen Victoria that this would be the name of our nation and that it was to be a tribute to the principles they earnestly desired to uphold. And so there they are telling the Queen that these are principles we want to uphold coming out of this verse of Psalm 72, verse 8. Having Christian principles honored in our nation, continued with scriptures being placed in many areas of our parliament buildings. Probably the most famous areas would be the archways. South Arch is Psalm 72:1. Give the kings thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's sons. The East Arch is Psalm 72:8, the one we already referred to. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. West Arch is Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And there's scriptures on the bell. There's scriptures on the speaker seats. There's scriptures all through our parliament in Ottawa. It's interesting, even as we had education that got formed in Canada, Bishop John Strathcan, the founder of Ontario's school system, stated you cannot divorce religion from education. Because schools will inevitably reflect the philosophical and religious or irreligious biases of those who direct them. Everton Ryerson, he was the founder of public education in Ontario, and he stated that you should be furnished with the right principles as well as the right knowledge. The first requisite is the religious and moral knowledge of right and wrong. Then the next step is the acquaintance with the history of mankind. Even in our Canadian universities, most were founded as denominational seminaries to study the Word of God. So our Canadian history is actually filled with Christian principles. It's all around us wherever we look and wherever we go. Now, concerning Alberta, a little tidbit fact about Alberta. It has the longest standing premier in Canada and also in the Commonwealth. And that would be Ernest Manning. For those of you who are a little bit older, you will remember him when he was the premier of Alberta. Very strong Christian, spoke often of the need for national and spiritual revival, and urged Christians to live in the light of Jesus' imminent return, that Jesus is coming again. He also did a weekly national radio broadcast called the National Bible Hour, having over 600,000 weekly listeners. And so that's kind of some interesting things about our nation. That's not that long ago. We can also look at our national anthem that we sang, written by Stanley Weir. And it was meant not just to be sung, it was also meant to be a prayer. And so as you sing that song, O Canada, maybe the next time you sing, remember that, that's a prayer. It was meant to be a prayer that was to be sung. And so that's where our national anthem came from. Our present flag and its dedication by former Prime Minister Lester Pearson states this in his speech. He said, may the land over which this new flag flies remain united in freedom and justice, a land of decent, God-fearing people, strong in its adherence to those moral principles which are the only sure guide to greatness. God bless our flag. God bless Canada. Some pretty powerful statements have been made throughout our nation. Canada's coat of arms has written in Latin this verse, Psalm 72:8, again, from sea to sea. And then as you look at the coat of arms, there's three branches, and in each branch as it comes out has a maple leaf, another maple leaf, and another maple leaf, very similar to our flag. And what those represent is, first of all, the founding of our nation, which is, first of all, the First Nations, the Aboriginals, then French, then English, and the kind of in brackets, the Europeans. And so it's neat that all these things are really in the founding of our nation, the acknowledgement of our nation. And we could talk of a lot of other Christian emblems throughout Parliament, but I just want to use one more quote that I kind of laughed at as I read it, and it's from our former Prime Minister, Pierre Trudeau. And, he's the father of our present Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. But listen to what Pierre spoke about Christianity. He said, "The golden thread of faith is woven throughout the history of Canada, from its beginning up to the present time. Faith was more important than commerce in the minds of many European explorers and settlers. Canadians owe a debt to the faith of our fathers and to the spiritual heritage which finds expression in countless ways in our daily lives." That's kind of a big surprise that Pierre Trudeau would actually say that. But it'd be something I believe his son needs to listen to once again and to acknowledge here in this nation of Canada. So Canada is very rich with references to Christianity from its founding days and throughout history. However, we see today in our nation it is being challenged, it's being ignored, it's being forgotten, and it's being targeted against, which is so far from the truth of the founding of this nation and what it was built. And certainly as Canadians, we need to get back to our roots. We as Canadians, and especially as Canadian Christians, we need to speak up and let our voices be heard. We need to vote wisely. We need to be involved in places of influence in our government. And we all need to pray. All of us can pray. All of us can be a part of our nation and praying for this nation. Now, personally, I have been praying for Canada more, especially in these last few years and all the things that are going on in our government right now as they attack Christianity. Certainly that has caused me to be praying, but I should have been praying more anyways. And I think maybe a lot of us are finding ourselves in that same position that, yes, we pray for our nation, but we haven't been praying as much as we really should have been praying. The Bible is very clear that we are to pray for our nation, and especially over our leaders and for all those who are in authority. So we should be praying for our leaders nationally, provincially, locally. And it's very important that we do so. We kind of did a little display there on one of our bulletin boards, just talking about our representatives locally here in our community and in our county of people that you can be praying for. The Bible says we should be praying those in authority. We should be praying for our leaders of our nation. If the Bible says so, then that should settle it for all of us that we should be praying for our nation. Now, just to encourage you a little bit this morning, I'm not going to take a long time looking at this passage, but just want to go through it kind of quickly to encourage you to be praying for your nation, to see a few things from this passage of scripture that we read that kind of give us some ideas of what we should be doing as Christians as we pray for this nation. So kind of quickly looking at these things, first thing it says that we are to do, it says pray for all people. So as we pray for our nation, we are to be praying for all people, all cultures, all ethnic backgrounds, all races. We're not to exclude anybody. We're to pray for all people that make up this nation of Canada. We are to pray for Canada with everyone in mind. All peoples means all people, everyone. 1 Timothy 2:1, I urge you first of all to pray for all people. So as we start praying for Canada, we need to be praying for all the people that make up this nation, from coast to coast, from sea to sea, from north to south, from east to west. Pray for all people in Canada. Secondly, we should be praying for Canada with intercessions, having times of prayer, asking God to help our people in our nation. 2:1, again, ask God to help them intercede on their behalf. There's a lot of people in our nation that are in need of help. Sometimes we can be so quick to help other nations of the world when we kind of miss the very people in our own nation that are crying out for help and that are in need of help. So one of our prayers needs to be praying for people that are needing help right now in this nation of Canada. Often as you watch the news, you can hear reports, you can see individuals that you need to be praying for, or things that are happening in our nation that you need to be praying for. And these need to be more than just one sentence prayers, but really getting involved and praying for that individual, praying for that situation, praying that God would give them the help that is needed. And there's no shortage of people in need of prayer. No shortage. We just need to be paying a little bit more attention when we say, God, who do I need to be praying for today? Maybe pay a little bit more attention to that newspaper or that news article, or when you're checking your iPad on Facebook or whatever, and you see some people that are going through some difficult times. Bible says you need to be interceding on behalf of those individuals. Just as we talked a little bit earlier this morning, thinking of little Sarah, we need to be praying for that whole family, that all those people that are affected, that's a very large family, that they need God's comfort, God's strength during this time. Intercede in their behalf. Everyone needs help in life. And let's not forget that. We all need help at various times in our lives. But also, let's not forget the leaders that are in our lives, that we might pray for our leaders, you might intercede for them, pray that God would help them, God would inspire them, God would give them dreams and visions. We see that so often as you read the Bible, that God spoke to often leaders of nations through dreams and visions. Let's be praying for that. Let's be praying that God would encounter them to help them make the right decisions for our nation. So it's time to intercede and go to prayer on behalf of our nation. Thirdly, in praying for Canada, pray with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of those ways that we're supposed to be approaching God. Come into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving gets God's attention. Thanksgiving is that proper way to come before him. 1 Timothy 2:1, give thanks for them. So in giving thanks, we're to give appreciation. We're to say thank you to God for all the blessings of living in this nation. Thank God for all the decisions that are good decisions. Thank God for the leaders of our nation that are doing those things that are good and standing up for things of righteousness. Thank God for all the freedoms that we still have. Thank God for all the wonderful people that make up this nation from coast to coast. These kinds of prayers get God's attention for the whole nation. Those kinds of prayers cause God to listen. So as we come before God, let's come before him with thanksgiving for our nation. Let's not focus on all the negatives that are happening in our nation, all the things that we disagree with, but focus on some of those good things that are happening and give thanks unto the Lord for those things and thank God for them. And since we are supposed to be praying for all people, let's not forget to give thanks for all people of Canada. Let's remember to give thanks for our Aboriginal people, our First Nations people. Let's not forget to give thanks for, in this area here, of the English, the French, Ukrainian settlers that came in here. And as we look at our nation, we have settlers that have come from all over the world, from Asia and Africa and Russia, Australia, Europe, all over the world. Canada is made up of people from all over the world. So as we give thanks unto God, let's give thanks for one another. Thanksgiving opens the heavens that God might respond and hear us. Then fourthly, in praying for Canada, we're to pray for those in authority, those in leadership roles. We're to pray for those people that have been delegated with the right to govern. We're to pray for the people that have been elected by the people of Canada. 1 Timothy 2:2, pray this way for kings and all those who are in authority. So as we pray for our nation of Canada, we need to be praying for our leaders of Canada. Most times we spend our time criticizing our leaders of our nation. Most times that's what the news focuses on as well. It focuses on all the negative things and no one focuses on the positive things. So we need to be praying for our nation of Canada, praying for our leaders, praying nationally for our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. and all the elected members of Parliament in our area, Shannon Stubbs. We need to be praying for them, that God would speak to them, that they would encounter God. There's no sense complaining about them. We need to be praying for them. We're also to pray for our provincial premier, Rachel Notley, and all the elected members of our provincial government. In our area, Dave Hansen, to be praying for him. We're to pray for our civic governments, praying for here in our community, St. Paul, Mayor Maureen Miller, and all the councilors, and then our county reeve, Steve Upham, and all those representatives. So there's lots of people that have been elected by the people of the Canada that we need to be praying for. And God is telling us to pray for all people, but he's telling us especially pray for those in governing authority. And as Canadians, we need to be praying for those in places of authority. Around our community, we are surrounded by many reserves, and we need to be praying for all the chiefs of those reserves. We need to be praying for the leaders of those reserves. And so, as Canadians, we need to be thinking about Canadians. We are all considered Canadians, no matter what our backgrounds might be, and we're to be praying and praying for the leadership of our nation, nationally, provincially, and down to locally. Such prayers please God. And then number five, in praying for Canada, we're to pray for peace. Pray for peace and quiet, that things may go well with us. Notice that he sticks in it, that things might go well with you. That's important. Do you want things to go well with you? Then you better be praying for your nation. Pray for peace. Praying for peace is praying against wars and divisions, hostilities towards one another. That was in 1 Timothy 2:2, that to live peaceful, quiet lives. Praying for peace is praying against civil disobedience, praying against violence, praying against crime. Lots of crime happening across our nation. Lots of civil disobedience that's happening across the nation. Praying for peace is praying for harmony, praying that people would get along together. Just like we did as we welcomed the healing ride into our community and into our church, we're praying for healing amongst the people that make up this nation, healing amongst our Aboriginal peoples. And we need to be doing that. We need to be praying for one another, that peace would come for all of us. Canada is known to be a peaceful nation around the world, and we really need to keep it that way. We don't want racial divisions that are happening around our world. We don't want the violence and the wars where we see the ethnic cleansings that's taking place in many parts of our world. We want to respect and appreciate all people, valuing all people, and praying that we'll all work together for peace. Number six, in praying for Canada, we're to pray for godliness. Godliness is not just something that should be important for us as Christians. It's something we should be praying for concerning our nation. And I think we can start by doing that by, as Christians, being godly. That has been something that has happened in Christendom in these last 20, 30 years, that many Christians have gotten away from godliness. And then we wonder, well, why isn't godliness important in Canada anymore? Well, we as Christians have fallen away from godliness. So why should we expect the world to be godly if we as Christians can't be godly? The first call is for us as Christians to set that example again in the area of godliness. Godliness is basically simply acting like God. Be like God. What would Jesus do? The old phrase that used to be there a few years back. Godliness is following in the ways of God that are taught in the Bible. Praying that people would uphold righteousness, godly principles, and godly morality. Praying that people would not pursue things that are evil, but rather would pursue those things that honor God and that honor one another. 1 Timothy 2:2, pray this way for kings, all those in authority, so we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. Dignity is added here to speak of treating others with respect, valuing one another. We all have value, and we need to be promoting that in our society and praying for that in our society. Pray that people would conduct themselves in a manner that honors godliness, but also in a manner that honors dignity. That laws would be established that would be subject to these principles, assuring people that respect towards godliness and dignity will be honored. So those are some values we can be praying about, values that we can be praying will be upheld in our nation, because the Bible says it's something that pleases God as we pray about these things. And then lastly, in regards to praying for Canada, we're to pray for salvations, that people get right with God and profess faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 5. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God to humanity, and that man is Jesus Christ. See, that's something that's very important. It must be a continual, concerted effort on behalf of everyone that we would continue to pray that all Canadians would come to realize the truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Now, that's not politically correct today. We don't like to say that today because we like to view that, oh, there's many ways to God, but that's not what the Bible says. There's one mediator. There's one person that paid the price for your sin and my sin, and that person was Jesus Christ. So it's very important that we get that message out, and we pray that people would experience the truth of this message. After all, the Bible says that Jesus is the truth, he is the life, he is the way. That he is the way to the Father. He is the one mediator between the people and God. And he came into our world as a sacrifice for our sin, paid for our sin on a cross, died in our place, reconciling us with God, restoring us to favor with God. So since he's the only one that has ever done this, that is rather obvious that our faith should be in him alone. So we need to be praying for our nation, that our nation would be saved. Saved from what? Saved from judgment, saved from hell, saved from a lost eternity of not knowing God. God desires everyone to be saved. Everyone. Everyone. God desires everyone to be saved from judgment. God desires everyone to be saved from hell. God desires everyone to be saved from a lost eternity. Our job is to be praying for the people of this nation that they will experience this truth. Our nation was founded on Christian principles as they realized that this was the way for a nation to succeed. And it is the way for our nation to succeed. So as we close here this morning, as Christians, we are obligated and we are commanded to pray for our nation. The wisest ruler in history, King Solomon, he also recognized this principle and gave us these powerful words as he dedicated the temple and the nation of Israel. And he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and restore their land." We need to get back to praying for our nation. That really does need to become a priority for us once again. That we would just pray that God touch our nation. To get a little bit more serious about praying for our nation. We've had it so good for so many years. We've been blessed as Canadians. There's so many blessings to be in a Canadian. But if we're not careful right now, our heritage is being attacked. Our heritage is being thrown away. It's being trampled on. We need to stand up for our faith. We need to stand up for our heritage. We need to go back to our roots and recognize that this nation was established on Christian principles. They recognize that God needed to be God of the nation. And we need to realize that too. God needs to be God of the nation. We need to be praying that. We need to be seeking God for that. And so as we close here today, you have those little brochures of Canada. I want to encourage you to take up that challenge. Pray for Canada in the next 31 days. You can do it rather quickly. As I say, they're just a little thought, it's just a little sentence in a scripture verse that's there. They don't even usually put the full scripture, just a portion of it. Very easy to do. And I just encourage you, let's get focused more about this nation and Canada. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. I don't think we're really doing that. We sing it, we declare it, but we're not really doing it. I think all of us need to get to that place where we start praying to begin with. Start praying for this nation. Start praying more, God, move across this land. That's my dream. That's my heart cry. I've had that for a long, long time, to see this nation from coast to coast experience a mighty revival where people are brought to Jesus Christ. And I believe that's going to happen very, very soon, maybe in months, that it's going to take place. It's going to happen. I know that's been in my heart. My son Christopher, who will be joining us here on staff, he's always had the desire for Canada. His heart's for Canada. He said, I know we can go to the world and we can minister to the world, but we have a nation here right now that needs God. A lot of those nations where we brought the gospel, they have responded in far greater ways that they're now sending missionaries to us because they recognize, hey, you Canadians are far from God. What happened to you? Let's start praying for our nation again. Let's start praying for our communities again. Let's start praying for our reserves again. That God would start coming in and moving in mighty ways, bringing healing, bringing love, bringing hope, and bringing faith to people in Jesus' name. Praise his name. Did you had something that you wanted to share on being on guard? Okay.